William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Christmas Key, a Twilight Texas novel by Lori Wilde, performed by Lisa Zimmerman. Chapter 1. November 26th. Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, Bethesda, Maryland. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Mark Shepard jerked awake. Disoriented, he lunged for the rifle that wasn't there. He'd forgotten where his body was in time and space. In his head, he was still in Kandahar. "Sir?" asked the bespectacled receptionist, with kind eyes and a marshmallow voice. "Are you all right?" He nodded, blinked, straightened. The psychiatrist's office, like most things military, was clean, efficient, and functional. Metal folding chairs in the lobby instead of plush leather couches. Unadorned white walls instead of framed artwork. Cheap blinds instead of designer drapery. Stained concrete floors polished to a high sheen instead of marble. The austerity suited him. He liked things neat, simple, and uncomplicated. Black and white. Liked having rules to obey, protocol to follow. Liked the reliability of routine, the consistency of chain of command. The military had given him direction when he'd had none, had supplied a wild, undisciplined boy from Kentucky a firm place to land. He'd joined the Marines right out of high school, and for the past 12 years, it had been the only life he'd ever known. But now, the career he thought would last a lifetime had come to an abrupt end. He didn't know how he was going to adjust to the outside world or make peace with his sins. Either way, he couldn't stay in the military. He was no longer